The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Special schools which cater for students with what's called MGLD, mild general learning disabilities, are being put under pressure by the government to change the classification. This means that children with those mild general learning disabilities would be pushed back into mainstream schools that have already failed them. Now, Debbie O'Neill is the principal of Scull Owen in Crumlin in Dublin, which caters for students with those mild general learning disabilities. Debbie's been a teacher in the school for the past 24 years and principal for the last three, and she's going to tell us more about this new directive from the department. Good morning and welcome, Debbie.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, tell me about your school. It is designated for a particular cohort of student.
It is. So our school is a school, as you said, for mild general learning disability, which means that children who attend our school would have an IQ of between 50 and 69. We would also take borderline children up to an IQ of 79. Most actually of our children will come to us from having been in a mainstream setting, and they just will not have thrived there. By fourth class, we really see the difference beginning to emerge where they're separating from their peers. And so they come to our school where we offer a full range of curricula. So we have the primary curriculum all the way up to the Leaving Cert Applied.
So the idea that it's a philosophy, really, that most kids, as many as possible, should be educated with their peers in mainstream schools, this was tried with these children and failed.
Absolutely. And I have to say, Pat, and I'm always careful about the language around it, not because the mainstream schools have not been doing their best, but they're simply not resourced yet to cater for the needs of the children that we have.
Now, a new circular has emanated from the department. It's very long.
It is very long.
I tried to go through it last night and I failed. I wanted to get AI to compress it down to some sort of meaningful document. But you drew my attention to one particular section of that document.
Exactly. So for the past few years, I suppose, the department have been talking about a possible redesignation of special schools. Now, we have come under a lot of pressure in my own school over the past few years, but nothing has been set in stone. And what this circular does is it specifically mentions the redesignation of special schools, which means that the mild school would change to being a school that caters only for children with the most complex needs, thus sending our cohort back into the mainstream from where they have come.
How many children in your school?
Next year there will be 146.
So 146 children will effectively be expelled from your school?
Displaced, I suppose, is the word. And there are 3,000 children over the country, Pat. There are 30 mild schools in the country across 19 counties. And really what the department are looking at is repurposing our school by displacing our vulnerable cohort.
Now, I imagine that dealing with the cohort you're currently dealing with those mild general learning disabilities, would be very different than dealing with the very complex cases. So do you need different kinds of teachers? Does it mean that your staff get dislocated as well?
I think what people don't understand, I suppose, about special ed is that you really do learn on the job there. So there isn't any specific training that the department will come in and give to any special school. So everybody was, I'm a secondary teacher, most of my staff are. So I suppose we have learned on the job over, our school is 45 years old next year. So we have learned and our expertise has come from being with this cohort of children for a lot of us since the beginning of our careers.
And so are you saying that if you get these more complex cases, that many of the teachers, not their fault, will be somewhat at sea?
100%, Pat. And the mainstream teachers who get our children will be at sea.
Where has this come from? You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I mean, is this well-intentioned by the bureaucrats in the Department of Education, or indeed the new minister, or where does it come from?
I think it's probably comes from a misunderstanding. So there isn't a real understanding that there is a spectrum of need across the disabilities. And in order to meet that need, we need to have a spectrum of provision. And so inclusion is the aim of every educator. Of course, it would be ideal to have all students go to their local school. But that's just not possible at the moment. So what we can't do is create another crisis by trying to solve the one that's there at the moment. And that seems to be what the government are pushing. They're putting up a lot of places for those with the complex needs by taking away from those with other disabilities.
How are parents reacting to this, or are they aware yet of the implications of all of this?
Yeah, so we have explained it to our parents. We have a very excellent parents' council. They're scared, Pat, because most of our children will come to us, yes, for the academics so that they can progress in society after school, but they come to us to belong. So we have a huge, loving, caring environment. They have drifted from their peers in the mainstream, and parents want their children to be happy. So they come to us for that sense of belonging, to make friends, and parents are really scared that that will be taken away.
So this is a massive disruption. Is it possible to stop the train at this point?
We would hope so. So there has been no engagement with our schools. We would really like the minister to engage with us, possibly for her to see firsthand what it is that we offer, because as I said, it is a misunderstood disability. So if there was engagement, it might help.
Now, will the department, if they push ahead with this scheme, will they find the places for the children who are displaced?
So it's a very tricky one. I have seen communications which have said that these children will go back to special classes in mainstream schools.
Now, I think will they find the school? Well, will they find the place?
It's the point there is, Pat, there are only 14 mild special classes in post-primary in the entire country. So there will be 3,000 displaced children and there are 14 mild classes left. So I don't know where they're going to go.
It strikes me that it's the Department of Education, but somebody in the department doesn't know how to do sums.
Unfortunately, that absolutely seems to be the case, and doesn't know how to, I suppose, investigate the different levels of disability and understand the provision that's on offer.
So in spite of the fact that they run the whole system at every level for mainstream students and for students with this learning disadvantage, they don't seem to be overly familiar with what they're running.
No, and I think it has gotten very complex, Pat. You know that there is many children out there who do not have school places. That should not be allowed. We should be providing for all children. But what the department do need to realise is that there are specialist places for different children to go. And by taking that away, all they're doing is creating another crisis.
Now, the bottom line here is that they have a deficit in places for the complex needs,
yes,
don't they? So they're saying, we'll take your school and we'll dedicate it to these people with complex needs. What do you say to people who say, well, your kids aren't too bad, they could be mainstreamed, and you're depriving the people with complex needs of a place? What do you say to that criticism?
Again, misunderstood, because I think, you know, if you do a little bit of research, which we have done, so only one in four people, Pat, with an intellectual disability work. Whereas in our school, we did a little audit recently, and over the past 5 years, 91% of our leavers went on to further ed and training or straight into the world of work.
So what you do works?
Absolutely.
Debbie O'Neill, Principal of School Own in Crumlin in Dublin, thank you very much for shedding light on an area that certainly needs illumination.
Thank you so much for having me, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.